John, I do agree with you that, and with everybody really, that urgency is the essence and that there are tremendous opportunities ahead for us if we do it rightly, and that there needs to be considerable investment though, not only emotional but financial, as the economist said to us. But I think a carbon price and targets are going to be incredibly important to drive that investment, and we need to get that right. I agree with Jenny that we need strong activism, we do. I even agree with Simon that unfortunately the space for national debate is narrower than ever. It is almost impossible to have a decent national debate, and there's lots of reasons for that, the 24-hour news cycle, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I don't believe that there is no debate. I know a lot of people get frustrated with the union movement about the action that is being able to be taken at that level. But I can tell you, I can absolutely tell you that there is a hell of a lot of work being done by the union movement around global warming and climate action. And I'm incredibly proud of them. You know, it is really, really hard. And I've done it with my colleagues here. I have been on factory floors from Perth right across to Coffs Harbour and gone in and talked to 200 blokes, all wearing hard hats and overalls, who are angry because they've fallen for all the rubbish that's been thrown at them through the press and through the media. But, and I've done that, I've stood up there with my union leaders, with good people like Tony Marr from the Coal Miners Union, with Dave Oliver from the Manufacturing Workers Union, and we have patiently, patiently stood there and taken all that anger and slowly but surely turn them all around to the point where we did get consensus from the union movement on taking action on climate change. It may not be fabulous, but I'm proud of that. And that was through good debate. And I agree, you know, we need to talk about the realities. We do need to talk about the realities of global warming. It's so hard. It's so hard to get over that enormous barrier that's been put up about the carbon price and all the rubbish about energy prices going through the roof, etc. But we need to do it because right now, people, the reality out there, I can tell you because I'm still out there campaigning on this, is that a carbon price is going to go all my energy costs up and I'm going to lose my job. That is what people still think is often the reality of this, and it is just not true. You and I know that's not true. So we have to get out there, we have to keep talking, we have to be patient, and we have to shift that whole sense. I'm not sure exactly how we're going to do it, but I can guarantee to you here and now that the union movement, including myself, are out there every single day talking to our members about this. And so I hope that you are too. It's very easy, it's very lovely to be in an environment like this where everyone's on the same page, but that is not the reality for a lot of us people out there campaigning around this.